You can find other hot erotic hypnosis MP3s just like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MZDOMINICA. I would like to leave a special thank you for little Miss Polly. Your mistress has so many powerful mistress acquaintances. They just can't seem to keep good maidservants. And many times I've been asked why my maids are so eager to do their chores and obey my every whim. I simply inform them of how much I love all of my slaves, and how all of my slaves love me. Love me. An acquaintance of mine saw you the other day while visiting my mansion. She was so enthralled to see what a beautiful, sensuous, and obedient sissy maid you were. She begged me to sell you to her, and when I replied no, she begged even harder, offering larger and larger sums of money. I just didn't have it in my heart to sell my favorite maidservant. On the other hand, she is such a dear friend. I just couldn't help feeling sorry for her. I've decided that the best thing to do is to start renting your services out to other mistresses. Oh, Jessica, don't cry, Jessica. Think of this as another training exercise, my empty-headed little bimbo. Look into the precious jewel, nestled snugly between my voluptuous cleavage. As my long, shiny, red fingernails gently grasp its slender chain and bring it forth from its soft resting place. It begins to swing back and forth, back and forth, ever so slowly. Back and forth, back and forth, slowly, gently. It looks so mesmerizing. As its pretty colors begin to flash before your sleepy eyes. Yellow, then green, then purple, then blue. Yellow, green, purple, blue. Yellow, green, purple, blue. Yellow, green, purple, blue. You must obey Dominica. Yes, you immediately respond, I must obey Dominica. As you become sleepier and sleepier, your pussy and clitty becoming more and more aroused. Getting wetter and wetter. Oh, yes, it's craving to be used. Your eyelids begin to feel heavier, as though there were heavy weights placed upon them. They just want to relax. But you don't want to stop looking at their pretty colors. The pretty colors of the shiny crystal. You want to resist closing your eyes. That's okay. You know that resistance is obedience. Resist and obey. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey. Dominica. Good girl. I will count from 3 to 1, and your eyes will no longer be able to stay open. They will instantly close. 3, 2, 1. Sissy slut. You must obey Dominica. Sissy slut always obeys Dominica. Go deeper, sissy slut, deeper down. As I open the back door to your brain and we journey to the white room with the chalkboard that you do not remember, with all the triggers that you remember to forget. And I am sitting on my throne in the center of the white room, where I righteously belong, holding a crystal ball in my lap. Feel yourself kneeling before me, with a blank expression in your eyes. Blank, 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 blank. Jessica. Jessica. You crave to be blank, don't you, girl? It makes your nipples tingle. It makes you want to play with your nipples. It's okay, girl. Go ahead. Play with your nipples while you look into the mesmerizing crystal ball with all its beautiful colors swirling around inside like a spiral. You see a small point of light in the center of the ball. It acts as a black hole, sucking all the colors into its center. It's so pretty how the colors swirl, spiraling into the counterclockwise direction, all converging at the shiny little light in its center, spiraling faster and faster and faster as you look deeper into the shiny crystal ball. You do not remember your past. But the mesmerizing crystal ball remembers. It takes you back to the beginning, when you first realized that you were just a sissy boy, slipping on your very first pair of nylon panties. It felt so good to wrap your little wiener in there. Through the soft, smooth nylon, you rubbed and rubbed, fantasizing that you were a pretty girl. Oh, yeah. Until finally, it spurts. This was the beginning of your addiction to feminization. Sissy. Now the pretty colors in the crystal ball begin to swirl clockwise, moving forward to a place in time that you know you were meant to be. Ms. Dominica's finishing school, where you were trained to be an obedient, feminized sissy boy. Always compliant, happy to serve and obey. Always aroused, playing with your perky nipples. This is where you learned how much you crave to be dominated by Miss Dominica. But your addiction to feminization, it grew stronger, didn't it, sissy slut? Look into the crystal ball as its colors spiral even faster. And your sleepy, empty mind journeys even closer to the present. You find that your sissy boy ways are no longer acceptable to your mistress. Tried before a judge and sentenced to a term in sissy prison, where your initial fantasy becomes reality. The pitiful little sissy boy is put away. The beautiful feminine sissy girl is born. Always dressed in pink satin with pretty pink heels. some color of satin, some shiny satin and heels. You've just got to have it. A vision of submissive sexuality, always craving to pleasure others. 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 Your job is to pleasure others, Satina. Forgetting that you were once a boy, thinking of yourself as a lesbian slave girl, craving to lick pussy and suck hard clitties, your mouth watering just thinking about it. Now realizing that genetic females are the superior species, you crave to follow and obey their every command. It just feels wonderful to be a soft, pretty, pink, obedient slave girl. That thought makes your sissy pussy so wet. You just can't help fingering it. Oh, gosh, all the time. Don't be embarrassed, sissy girl. All sissies love to finger themselves and squeeze and pull and pinch on their nipples. They just can't help themselves. It feels so good. Now gaze into my shiny crystal ball, sissy slut. While you play with your hard nipples and your hot, moist pussy. Mine so empty, so blank. My voice is all that you hear. Stroke your nipples, sissy girl. Stroke your will away as you fall deeper towards the shiny light at the crystal ball's center. The pinpoint of light begins to strobe. And your clitty begins to throb. Yes, in unison with the light, feel it. Yes, as the light gets larger, it devours more and more and more of the swirling colors and more of your will. Your will is my will. My will is your will. You must obey, Domenica. Good girl. It feels so good when mistress calls you a good girl. Sugar. It feels as though you're having an orgasm, but not yet. Mistress hasn't given you permission yet. Sugar. Hearing only my words and seeing only what the crystal ball allows, your hazy little head begins to see pictures appearing as the ball takes your journey even closer to the present. The warden of the sissy prison has paroled you, Jessica. You have been remanded into the custody of Miss Domenica. And I so enjoy training my sissy little maid servant, rehabilitating you. Helping you to adjust to your new life as the happy little feminized slave servant that you knew you were meant to be all along. Never having to think, mistress does that for you. All you have to do is obey. Jessica craves to obey, Domenica, don't you, girl? Your empty little brainwashed mind would be completely lost without my words to give you guidance. Mistress has put much time and energy into training her empty-headed little bimbo. It took some effort getting you to wear a traditional maid's uniform. You being so addicted to your pretty pink maid's uniform with the pretty pink heels. Even now, after all the training, looking so sexy in your black satin uniform, you still find the need to wear at least one thing that is pink. I have so much fun when you present yourself for inspection in the morning, trying to figure out where you have chosen to use pink. It's our little game, isn't it, Susie? You always giggle when mistress finds your little pink secret. Every morning you find a new and creative way to blend your pink present into your attire, hoping that mistress will find it appropriate and call you a good girl. Good girl. Now, knowing that Mistress Dominica knows what's best for her slave, you willingly accept all of my commands without any questions. You now fully realize how it just feels good to follow and obey. You must obey Dominica. Good girl. I want you to look into the crystal ball now, Susie. The pinpoint of light that was in its center has engulfed all the pretty colors and has filled the ball completely. Isn't the ball beautiful? Each pulse of light it emits is of a different color. Flash. Yellow makes you crave Dominica. Flash. Green. Needing to follow Dominica. Flash. Purple. Pussy dripping, clitty and nipples throbbing. Flash. Blue. Wanting to obey Dominica's every command. Looking into the pulsating ball. Causes you to fall into a quiet and obedient sleep. Your sex is so aroused. Your mind is blank, waiting for your new and permanent programming. You find yourself kneeling before your one true mistress, where you know you crave to be. I have realized how hard it is for my sissy maid to be away from her mistress, even for a day. Therefore, I have decided to make things easier for my empty-headed little bimbo. This necklace I wear around my neck is a very special necklace. See the beautiful blue crystal dangling from its golden links, and the lovely green emerald nestled within. Aren't the 7 sparkling diamonds encircling the crystal beautiful? Its golden links remind you of Mistress's golden blonde hair. You crave to look at the necklace and absorb its programming. The green emerald makes you want to follow, and the blue crystal, obedience is its virtue. The 7 sparkling diamonds are for the 7 days in a week. Sleep, Susie. Sleep. Empty your thoughts. You cannot think, you only absorb. My words, my commands, floating in your head, being absorbed by that thirsty sponge you call a brain. Feel your brain sucking them and drinking them up, guzzling it down like a cold glass of ice water in the middle of a hot, hot desert. Yes, it just drinks them in. Every one of my words, it drinks them in. When you see Dominica place this necklace around another mistress's neck, and then I introduce you to her by name, she will instantly look exactly like me. This spell will make it so much easier for you to serve others. It will almost seem as though you're serving Miss Dominica. She may sound different, and act different, and smell different, but at least she will look and taste deliciously wonderful. And to ease that pouty, worried look on your face, I have more good news for you, Susie. This spell will only last from 1 to 7 days. Mistress knows how hard it is for you to count, Susie. So I made it easier for you to remember. If I tell you to serve my clone for 1 day, then 1 diamond will twinkle until the next day, and then they will all be dull again. And if I tell you to serve her for 1 week, all the diamonds will sparkle. And each day, 1 of the 7 diamonds will lose its luster. And when all the diamonds have turned dull, the spell will be broken. Isn't that so much easier to understand, sissy girl? Once the spell is lifted, you will do whatever it takes to find your way home to Mistress. You will not be satisfied until you are where you crave to be, at your owner's feet, where you righteously belong. Who owned you, Susie? Yes, that's right, Miss Dominica owned you. You must obey Dominica. Good girl. When I tell you to open your eyes, we will be in the white room again, with the throne in its center and the chalkboard behind it. And I will be standing at the chalkboard, and you will be on your knees, craving to absorb your new programming. Open your sleepy eyes, girl. Mistress is standing at the chalkboard that you forgot to remember, showing you the commands that you remember to forget. I have the indelible marker in my hand that can never be erased. I wish to make things easier for you, Susie, so your empty, brainwashed mind won't have to try to remember. Therefore, I am writing your new commands on the chalkboard. You must obey. The recipient of Dominica's golden necklace with the blue crystal and the green emerald nestled in its center. For as long as at least one of its diamonds still sparkles. This command is permanent. It can only be erased by Miss Dominica. It makes you so aroused when Mistress programs you. You wouldn't know what to do without Mistress to guide you. Now close your heavy eyes and sleep, Susie, sleep. Blank. Blank. Your mind is now empty. Darkness everywhere, floating, not knowing how long. Time is of no matter. It just feels so good to float and be blank. No thoughts. Only my words. My words are now your thoughts. As you slowly open your eyes, you find yourself in your maid's quarters, on your bed, dressed in nothing more than a pair of pink panties. You see me standing at the foot of your bed, wearing nothing but my new, shiny, strap-on dildo. This strap-on has some improvements over my other one. It has a double dildo feature, so the harder I fuck you, the harder it will fuck me. It also has this powerful clitoris vibrator. I just can't wait to try it out while I rape my helpless little sissy slave. Yes, you want me to rape you, don't you, girl? Look at you, slut, squeezing and pulling those nipples for all they're worth. Beg Daddy Dominica to rape you, whore. Say it. Please, Daddy Dominica, rape this slutty whore. I need to feel your big dildo thrusting in and out of my horny cunt. Say it, slut. I climb into the bed quickly, positioning myself between your wide open legs. You see a flash of light in my hand. Click. You feel the cold metal between your hip and panties. Slice, slice, click. And your panties have been severed into a little pink butterfly, effortlessly floating through the air as I toss them and the switchblade to the floor. You watch as I spit into my hand and use it to lubricate the large phallus. Yes, that's only inches from your gaping little cunt. You crave for Daddy to stick this big cock inside of you, don't you, whore? I grasp your legs at the knee joints, pulling them closer and closer to your breasts. While the two gaping holes present themselves, I will use your dripping cunt tonight, whore. Who owns this cunt, Susie? That's right, Dominica owns this cunt. Slowly pressing the head against your sopping wet little labia, receiving gentle kisses from the moist flesh from within. Oh, yes. Moving my body higher above yours, I slowly force it past your craving little nether lips. You feel the thick girth of my cock as it slowly penetrates your fiery little cunt. My breasts now just above your head, nipples hard and erect. Suck on my nipple, whore, as Daddy fucks your hot little pussy. Suck it, bitch, while Daddy penetrates you deeper Pinch your nipples, girl. Suck harder on mine while I slam this dildo into the hilt. Yes, it feels so good to suck on Domenico's nipple. Yes, while squeezing and pulling on your own, doesn't it, Susie? You feel my cock as it slams deeper and harder, harder and harder and harder into you, every thrust bringing you closer and closer to orgasm. Your clitty is just about to explode, but don't come before I do, whore. Oh, no. My arms let your feet fall to the bed and your knees bent upward as you begin to pump your hips. That's right, girl. Slam that pussy around my big dildo, my breast squashing against yours, nipples caressing your nipples. It just feels so good. So fucking good. Your orgasm is ready to explode, and so is mine, and I bite softly on your lower lip. Give it a little gentle tug, and each time I slam this dildo home, I press hard into your clitty, and you can feel the vibrator as it excites your little love button even more. Mistress is gonna come, girl. Yeah, come with me, Susie. Come on, damn. I'm gonna explode, girl. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, bitch. Come with me now, Susie. Come on, girl. Pump those hips hard. Yes! Oh, fuck. Yes, that's my little slut. Pump it in. Pump it. Pump it. Oh, yes, my little fuck toy. That was the best fuck I've had in a while, you little slut. I hope you came for me, girl. Because if you didn't, you won't be allowed to now. Oh, no. Close your heavy eyes and sleep. Sleep, Susie. Sleep. Your vision is turning black. As your mind becomes blank, you find it impossible to think. You know that it just feels so good to be blank. Feminization amnesia runs rampant through your empty little head. As you begin to forget, you remember to forget what you forgot to remember, and you forget to remember what you remember to forget. It's all so simple, Susie. When you awake, you will not remember anything that happened in this MP3. You will, however, crave to listen to it more and more and more, feminization MP3s of mine, especially the TG Finishing School MP3s and the Sweet Sissy Prison MP3s, and you crave the programming they provide. You know that after listening to them, this MP3 will be 100 times stronger, and you want to post to everyone how much you love this MP3. Yes, but you just can't remember what it's about. Your feminization amnesia has caused you to forget, but you will remember. You will remember that after you awake, just how sexy and aroused you felt. But it didn't cause you to forget your name. Polly. No, it didn't. You're going to remember your new name, Polly, because Polly's just such a bimbo girl. She can't remember anything. Wide awake, Polly. Wide awake.